To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you.
It's Friday, news listeners, and it's time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of May, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Now, we're starting off the show today with Microsoft and third-party widgets. This was actually unveiled at the Build 2022 event, and Microsoft all but confirmed the rumors that we've been hearing about that third-party widgets will soon be making their way to Windows 11. Soon, yes. An exact date? No. Pretty much all we got out of Microsoft was later this year. So at least we know it's coming this year. Of course, that can always get pushed, just like everything else now in tech. On the happier side of things now, at least it will be possible for developers to actually start building their own widgets, getting them ready just in time for the launch later this year. Of course, this is Microsoft wanting to kind of edge into that mobile experience, meaning the fact that widgets on Android particularly have been there, well, forever. Now, we all know kind of how the widgets failed in Microsoft's Windows Vista. Remember those things? Yeah, that didn't really go over so well, did it? But then again, neither did the operating system. Apple Music subscribers, you will be happy to know now that Waze, yep, it is now integrated with your subscription. They have finally introduced support for Apple Music on iPhones. That way now you can control your music through the navigation app's built-in audio player. So now you won't have to switch between things and keep your eyes on the road. And in most cases, if you're using Waze, you're probably stuck in traffic somewhere. I know in my neck of the woods, that's usually how it is. Of course, with the audio built right into the navigation app, you'll be able to pause, play, and switch between songs, all while you follow directions to your destination via the Waze app. It really took forever and a day for Apple Music to get on Waze, though. Spotify was the first one to roll out in 2017, and later Pandora, TuneIn, and even Deezer joined the club, followed by Amazon Music, YouTube Music, and even iHeartRadio. Guess it's better late than never, Apple Music, though being last to the party, eh, never cool. And finally, did you see that PlayStation Plus subscription and go, whoa? Yeah, that wasn't the right price. According to Sony, there was a technical error that actually resulted in users being charged higher, let's just say double, than the expected price to upgrade to one of the new PlayStation Plus tiers. To give you an example, $59.99 per year, yeah. However, though, most people are seeing $119.99 per year. Yeah, not good. PlayStation, actually over there at Twitter at AskPlayStation, sent out a tweet saying that due to a technical error, players in Asia particularly, who have had previously purchased a PlayStation Plus membership, have been incorrectly charged for their upgrade pricing. This error has been fixed, and impacted players will receive a credit. And in most cases, this was probably just a whole bunch of gamers that were completely strung out on Red Bull or something, been up for 36 hours and just simply didn't see the pricing. Went on through anyways, got their statement and said, whoa, hang on. At least Sony's made good on this error, and if you haven't received your credit back yet, all you have to do is contact the folks over at PlayStation. They should be able to get everything corrected for you pretty simply. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Check out everything over there at the British Tech Network, all the podcasts, including the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other goodies, too. Find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, and as always, thank you so much for listening and supporting the news show.